relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Was written 2 days before she was murdered.
Where did you find that?
In this score. She must have left it here. It's written by somebody called Sergius Bauer.
Give it to me.
He said I wasn't any liquor. He said I was going out of my mind.
You're not going out of your mind. You're slowly and systematically being driven out of your mind.
But why? Why? Oh, that's wonderful.
And you thought I was being cruel to you. Keeping
no,
people away
not
from
cruel.
You, making you a prisoner.
Oh, you're the kindest man in the world. I'm sorry.
If I were not mad, I could have helped you. Whatever you had done, I could have pitied and protected you. Because I am mad, I hate you. Because I'm mad, I have betrayed you. And because I am mad, I'm rejoicing in my heart without a shred of pity, without a shred of regret. Watching you go with glory in my heart.
Have you seen the movie Gaslight with Ingrid Bergman? It's where the phrase gaslighting comes from. Greetings, friends. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. No, you are not on the wrong channel listening to the wrong show. I played that trailer for that classic movie long before she starred in Casablanca because we have to discuss gaslighting today. Gaslighting is a phrase that comes from that movie, which is about a woman who is exploited by a very, very bad man who does things to try and convince her that she's going insane, providing her with stimuli that she thinks means that she is insane. And that's exactly what the Democrats, the mainstream legacy media, and the Biden administration are doing today. And it's a good sign. Why? Whether it's Democrat politicians, whether it's TV hosts on the mainstream media saying that, oh, critical race theory either doesn't exist or is a figment of your imagination, or the best of all, Terry McAuliffe, who thinks he can be the governor of Virginia again, saying, oh, critical race theory. That's an invention of Donald Trump and the Republican nominee for the governorship. Or whether it's the question of the funding of the police. She's no Ingrid Bergman, but she is gaslighting too. This is the president, or the man who bears the title of president, Press Secretary Jen Psaki, on who's really responsible for the state of crime in America. Video cut 9.
Something one of the advisors said this weekend, Cedric Richmond, he said, Republicans defunded the police by not supporting the American Rescue Plan. But how is it that that is an argument to be made when the president never mentioned needing money for police to stop a crime wave when he was selling the American Rescue Plan?
Well, the president did mention that the American Rescue Plan, the state and local funding, something that was supported by the president, a lot of Democrats who supported and voted for the bill, could help ensure local cops were kept on the beat in communities across the country. As you know, didn't receive a single Republican vote. that funding has been used to keep cops on the beat.
But at the time, that was sold as these local police departments might have a pandemic-related budget shortfall, not we need to keep cops on the beat because there's a crime wave.
I think that any local department would argue that keeping cops on the beat to keep communities safe when they had to, because of budget shortfalls, fire police is something that helped them address crime in their local communities.
In local communities. The White House's argument was the American Rescue Plan is going to be $1,400 checks. It's going to be vaccines, vaccinators. It's going to put us on the path to beating the virus, not...
It did those things as well. It was a pretty good bill and piece of legislation. Okay, go ahead.
So it's the Republicans that want to defund the police after more than a year of politicians at the highest level of the Democrat Party, local government officials, mayors saying it is time. In New York, de Blasio ripping $1 billion away from the New York Police Department. Whether it's Portland, whether it's out west, or whether it's here on the East Coast. In Baltimore, the cities where crime is out of control are where Democrat politicians have stripped the local police departments of funding. Oh, but because there was some line item in the massive porculous bill that the Republicans refused to agree to, that's the real defunding of the police. My friends, that's the definition of gaslighting, when they try and convince you that you're the insane person because of their double standards. But here's the good news. Well, look, there's no good news given the fact that those cities are still a mess, crime-ridden. We're almost at 80 people shot last weekend in Chicago. 10 dead. 80 people shot in Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago in one weekend. So that's not good. But this sudden volte-face, this sudden 180-degree spin on these two issues of the bigoted ideology of critical race theory and the policy of defunding the police, which, name me one Republican politician who said, yeah, we need to defund the police, like AOC, like Rashida Tlaib has said. The good news is this. The fact that they've done this about face on these two issues is only because of one thing and one thing alone. They realize they're in trouble. This is truly what they believe. They do believe that the police is bad. That the criminals are the real victims. They shouldn't be in prison. We have Democrat politicians saying prisons should be done away with. No Republicans ever said that. And they do believe that America is the problem. And if you're white, simply by dint of your skin color, you're an oppressor. You could be the poorest person in Appalachia. You could be a two-year-old child, utterly innocent of the ways of the world. But if you're white, you're the problem. You're the oppressor. Not Oprah with her mansions. Not Obama with his Martha's Vineyard paradise. No. You. But it's backfired. It's one of the blessings. One of the peculiar positive aspects of the last year is COVID has made people look more closely at what the Democrats are doing and preaching and their actual practical consequences for our people and for this nation. And now they want to jettison it. Now they want to distance themselves from their own political campaign pillars. But you mustn't let them. We have to hold their feet to the fire. Did you get that? Do you understand that analogy, Media Matters? Little Zaki Poo, do you understand? Feet to the fire. Okay, it's an analogy. But that's our job. Not just me here in front of a microphone, but every single one of you out there. It's time to have them pay the political consequences for the disastrous ideas, policies, and ideologies they have sown. They can't get away with distancing themselves from the ideas they propagated for so long. We will remind you every single day of what they've done, and then it's up to you to spread the word wherever you are, whatever your station in life, wherever you are in your career, whichever part of America you live in, you are part of the solution. And if you're not doing anything, you're part of the problem. Be a fighter, or at least support those who are fighting. And that's how we will take our nation back. Today, here on America First, John Solomon on the gaslighting, Lord Conrad Black on what we do with China now, America's historian Larry Schweikart, Stephen Moore on the disastrous capitulation by the Republicans on the infrastructure bill, and then my fellow immigrant, one of the newest members of the Salem stable, Dinesh D'Souza. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I've been taking it now for more than 2.5 years. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it today. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Your calls on 833-334-6752.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
You know when you've chosen a really good guest to get on the show regularly? Is when you say, well, you know, I've opened the show with this monologue on the concept of gaslighting and what the White House has said about defunding the police. And your guest says in the break, oh, yeah, that's our top story right now on our website. He's John Solomon, the creator, the editor-in-chief at justthenews.com. What? Tell us about this article. It's at the top of my Twitter feed. I want our listeners, our viewers across the nation to read it. But what is your response to this incredible, bizarro world moment where the establishment is saying, yeah, it's the GOP that's defunding the police, John?
Listen, in all of the years I've been in Washington, I've been here 30 years, this is one of the most dishonest political attacks I've ever seen. First off, it's pretty hard to make the case that because Republicans didn't vote for a stimulus bill and then mayors cut police budgets, that somehow the Republicans, by the way, Democrat mayors are responsible. Yes. But it's a lot worse than that. It's actually demonstrably false. We had 3 stimulus bills, lots, billions upon billions of dollars went to blue cities, particularly in the last bill. After those cities got money from the stimulus, they cut the police department anyways. Oakland just did it this past week. Los Angeles, San Francisco did it. Philadelphia froze a budget despite rising crime, which is essentially with inflation and rising crime, a budget cut. All those blue cities took those actions after they got the Democratic stimulus money. Democrats were defunding the police whether they got money from the federal government or not. It's irrefutable. And those journalists who haven't pointed out in the mainstream media ought to be ashamed of themselves. This is a basic follow the money story. And the follow the money debunks what the Democrats are saying and what Joe Biden are saying.
I think I ask this question almost every time you're on the show. But what does it mean, John, that Well, it's fascinating. This is a real snapshot of the state of media in America. That at justthenews.com, this is your top story. But what does it mean that everywhere else, it's not a story?
Yeah, well, it's the silence of the lambs, right? The media have become absolute lapdogs and lambs for one political philosophy, and they're turning our country into a state-run media. The Democrats control the media, and it's bad for us. But the great part is we live in, at least right now, a mostly censor-free society, and other sides can now get out through social media, can get out through platforms like what you've built, Seb, what I've built at Just the News, what others have built. So you can't silence the truth from coming out, but it has to come out from institutions that weren't here 5 years ago. And you know, what's happened is the traditional media have ceded this ground to new news organizations because they have willfully neglected their duties as fact gatherers.
Yeah. Now, let me just comment on that that reality, because we interviewed the president, President Trump, here a few weeks ago as a result of what he said. Google has demonetized my website. My website, yeah. SebGorka.com, cannot get Google ads anymore. So that's the state of play in a so-called free market. We're talking to John Solomon, the author of Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Let's talk about the what should be one of the biggest stories in the media, if not the biggest right now. Let's listen to an accusation made by Tucker Carlson of Fox last night. Cut one.
It's not just political protesters the government is spying on. Yesterday, we heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take the show off the air. Now, that's a shocking claim, and ordinarily we'd be skeptical of it. It's illegal for the NSA to spy on American citizens. It's a crime. It's not a third world country. Things like that should not happen in America. But unfortunately, they do happen, and in this case, they did happen. The whistleblower, who is in a position to know, repeated back to us information about a story that we are working on that could have only come directly from my texts and emails. There's no other possible source for that information, period. The NSA captured that information without our knowledge and did it for political reasons. The Biden administration is spying on us. We have confirmed that.
Let me confirm the following, John, and then I'll allow you to react unfettered. Just after I left the White House, some very well-placed individuals, former military with connections to the intelligence community, informed me that as a U.S. citizen, I was surveilled, along with my colleague Steve Bannon, when we were in the White House as presidential appointees, by an element of the National Security Agency called the TAO, the Tailored Access Operations Division, which is the biggest cyber hacking division inside the NSA. These stories, John, should be stories, but they're not. And is this not another piece of evidence of just how morally bankrupt the legacy media is?
Well, listen, well, the fact that the media is ignoring Tucker Carlson's claim is again, journalistic malfeasance, journalism ignorance. It's easy to find out what's going on. Listen, we know since the Russia scandal, and I'm going to take you back to earlier in my career when it began, but during the Russia scandal, we know that you could get an American talking to a foreigner, and it could show up in an intercept, and someone like Susan Rice can go, hey, I need that American's name on mask. And basically, you could monitor what an American was talking about overseas. Now, let me take it back to very early in my career, 2002, the FBI intercepted a package of mine that was coming from the Philippines, and they did so without a warrant. They acknowledged it was illegal, ultimately gave me my mail back, but it was something mailed. We later learned, because back then we didn't even know of the NSA program, we later learned that the FBI was sitting on my phone calls to the Philippines, intercepted my conversations, and then were able to figure out how to pick off my package, by the way, without a warrant, a very illegal act. The idea that we have any conversations that the NSA can't pick up overseas is a false safety. They can pick up, and they do sweep up all conversations. Then the question becomes, when can they unmask and look at this intelligence? And the answer is at least during the end of the Obama years. quite often.
Hang on. Stop there for a second. You're breaking up. Start again the sentence on masking, John.
Listen, once the NSA gathers your phone calls, and by the way, it gathers all phone calls overseas, someone can easily ask to have something unmasked to look at it for national security reasons. It is a low for someone to look and say, I want to see that presidential advisor's conversation with that diplomat, or I want to see that journalist conversation with that foreign leader. That's what what's so problematic about the NSA program. They gather everything, and then people can pierce that secrecy whenever they want.
Is it time for a church commission? Is there anything that will be done to address these issues as long as those being surveilled are in the minority politically?
That's a great question. Listen, it used to matter to everyone. Liberals used to be the party of anti-surveillance. They used to be the party of privacy. Now they seem to be the pro-party of surveillance. Adam Schiff hands out phone records like they were candy on Halloween, my phone records among them. It seems as though the party of the left has abandoned its traditional liberal values of keeping Big Brother out of our lives. It'll be very interesting to see if this Tucker Carlson story continues to develop, and whether the media cover it, and whether anyone takes action.
It's truly stunning. It's just two generations ago, these individuals were the counterculture. They hated the man. Now they're not only the man, they like it when the man does things that are illegal and unconstitutional. He's the founder of justthenews.com. Bookmark them every single day. Follow him at Jay Solomon Reports. He'll be back with us after these messages.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one, we're mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story, and my wife will tell you. I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my release.
He feels good, and you could too. That's John Solomon, lauding the virtues of the MyPillow. Find out for yourself. Order yours at MyPillow.com. Use my name to get up to 66% off Mike's incredible products. That's 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. And we are back with John Solomon, who's making some fascinating comments in the break about how there seems to be tension in this administration. A lot of loose cannons doing their own thing. One of them is the Secretary of Homeland Security, who made this very offhand comment about where Kamala isn't going to visit. Cut four.
Mr. Secretary, why not visit Fort Bliss, which is just 10 miles away and has hundreds of unaccompanied migrant children reportedly in very difficult conditions?
The vice president and the president directed Javier Becerra, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, to visit Fort Bliss, which is under his responsibility, and he's doing so today.
It was just 10 miles away. Why not include it on the vice president's trip?
Well, we had quite a bit to see.
John, is that a convincing response from the point of view of somebody who answers?
Yeah, no, it's the classic dodge from Washington, right? We were too busy to check on all those children we stuffed into the facility during this open border time. The great thing is the American people can see right through that. Just like 2 weeks ago, Mayorkas said, we don't have an open border. Well, the Border Patrol people really disagree with that concept. I think he was defending Kamala Harris's giggles and laughs and during important world moments. The great thing is that the more those questions get asked, the more the American people see through this administration. It's sort of thin answers, and sometimes it's thin experience. I mean, there is some backbenchers and very important roles in this administration. And I think over time we're going to see the consequences of that.
So you were saying in the break that this could be a big story for the coming year, not just the already we're seeing the factionalization, the leaking between Team Biden and Team Kamala, but you're thinking it could be between old school and the more radical?
I think that's true. I don't think AOC and the squad are going to hold their powder much more. They've been eking out a little bit more their frustration. And, you know, there is a very large divide in this party that the traditional honeymoon that every new president gets masks for a while. But the left does not like where Joe Biden has landed on some of these things. And the infrastructure bill, I think, could be the bugle sound where people start fighting in their own party. And I think you've got to watch the progressive left. They are very dissatisfied with the pace and expanse of Joe Biden's policies. And you know, we all think they're pretty liberal. Just think about where they want to go, how much further the left wants to go. I think 2022 may be the Civil War year of the Democratic Party. There's going to be a lot of tension playing out between the new left and the traditional liberals.
And what happens then with the lapdog coverage by the left-wing legacy media? Will that all change at that point? Will they be forced to pick sides, John?
Well, it'll be hard to ignore. Let's suppose that AOC and her team starts to primary traditional Democrats like they did in 2018. They knocked out in 2018 and 2020 some famous long-term Democrats. If that happens, the media will almost certainly cover it. And I think, you know, there are many in the news media that are more on AOC's side than they are on Joe Biden's side. And so it'll be interesting to see the political true colors of reporters come out as this gap between the two sides in the Democratic Party widens and becomes more intense.
So no more questions about ice cream. In the meantime, get your real journalistic coverage, real investigative journalism at justthenews.com from John Solomon and his colleagues, and check out his book, Fallout, Washington Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6754.
Hey, no, I'm not one. Actually, I'm a woman who knows how to stand up and speak up for my right. As a woman, I have a right to feel comfortable without a man exposing himself, okay? No, you go somewhere else. Okay, so that's right. No, he's not a transgender. He has a penis, just like you do. Are you?
No.
Yeah. Okay, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Okay, that's traumatizing to see that. I'm a woman.
That's a man because he has a penis. And I'm a woman. It's happening, and that's not in Texas. That's a black customer at a spa in Los Angeles who finds out a man is naked next to her in the changing room. A man who, what did he say? He's a woman on that day? And then what happens, of course? It's a woke white man who's lecturing to her, saying, Well, you can't do that. I mean, he's transgender. Not if he's got a male member, he's not transgender. You can't change your chromosome count. It is physically, it is scientifically, it is empirically impossible. Type that up, media matters and little Zach. I feel so sorry for Zach. He has to watch me for 3 hours a day. I hope you do all the other stuff. Do you monitor my social media as well? Dear Lord, you must be a sad individual. But it's happening. And you know what the really important thing is there? It's the underlying dynamic that when it's the wokest of the woke who say they're fighting for transgenderism, they're fighting for minorities, who is it that really does it? It's the loud, obnoxious, entitled, middle-class white Americans. It's not the people who are meant to be represented. It's the entitled white Americans. That's the reality. Okay, we're going to go to your calls in a moment. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But now I want to save you some money, and it could be a lot of money. Homeowners who have not taken advantage of today's low interest rates are literally overpaying on their mortgages right now. Please make sure that this is not you. It just takes a 10-minute call to American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free, no-obligation mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. It really is a quick and easy way to see if you can add hundreds, maybe even $1,000 back to your monthly budget, all without starting your mortgage term over. That's right. You can choose any term, 10 years or over. But you've got to call American Financing, and you've got to do it now before rates increase. Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or just go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Go today. Save yourself a pile of money. Go to AmericanFinancing.net. Let's talk to our callers. Let's go down the line. Peter, Orlando, line one. Welcome to America First.
Hi, how are you?
I am good.
Good, good. I wanted to call today because, you know, we all realize as conservative Republicans and whatnot that we always have to fight the liberal left. Things are going so out of hand, and it becomes a little bit ridiculous. Keep with our approach to paint, you know, to oppose the left. The problems now.
You're not being very clear. Well, what is your criticism in one sentence, Peter?
Okay. Well, the problems become so critical. I don't even see the problem as opposition to the left or liberals. It's the Republican Party that seems not to be on our side, I guess.
I agree. It's both. It's both. It's the crazy liberals and Peter, stop. Stop. Peter, stop. It's both. Yeah. And I say that every single day. It's the left that hate America, and it's the establishment GOP that facilitate them. It's both of them.
Yeah, I after 2020, I'm having a very difficult time loving myself up to walk to the polls to vote for any Republican.
Well then you're being un-American. We've got to beat them first. We've got to beat them first. Peter, we have to beat them first. Do you understand that?
Yeah, and okay, and we did that in 2020.
And we've got to do it with better candidates. We've got to have better candidates, and we've got to primary the swamp. More Matt Gaetzes, more MTGs, and then we will have less and less Mitt Romneys. But we don't say we don't vote, because when we say we don't vote, guess what happens? The left win without doing anything. And I'm not going to let that happen. Let's go to Phil, Philly. Welcome back, Phil.
Dr. G, we love you here in Philly. I just had a quick comment.
Yeah.
The communists never stopped waging war against America. They couldn't beat us in a cold war or a hot war. They're waging the silent war, and it's all part of the long game. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Yes.
We need to get back to the basics and get elected to the school boards so we can control curriculum. They have poisoned our children, and our children over the last few decades have become the teachers and the professors at our university. They are letting the pigs feed on themselves is what they're talking about.
Absolutely right.
And we love you in Philly, Doctor. We love you in Philly, Doctor. We have a little listening club. We love you here in Philly, man.
Good. Well, I better come. I want to meet my little listening club in Philly. I love Philly. Let's make that happen. You are so right. Stay on the line, Phil. I know you're a regular listener, but if there's any one of our books you haven't received, let's send Phil 5 copies of The War for America's Soul for his listening club. That's the way we do it, because we love Philly. And you're right. It's time to take back the school boards every single county at a time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else and just failed to find relief? Then you've got to try this incredible drug-free solution that is providing pain liberation for tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Reggie in Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Order today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans like Reggie. It's so easy. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Oh my gosh, the call board is full. As soon as Phil drops off, the number to call is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And don't forget our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
What's that great line from that movie, Chicken Little? Send water, ammunition, and chips if you have them. Do you have them all? Do you have your chips? Have you got food to survive? Who knows what the next cyber attack is going to hit? If it hits our grocery stores and our food supply chain, you need to be able to provide for your family. Do what I did. Go with the best long-term storage emergency food. Lasts for 25 years. It is my Patriot Supply. Get $50 off their 4-week emergency food kit right now. Never be caught unprepared, unable to feed your family. Go today. PrepareWithGorka.com. That's PrepareWithGorka.com. Always be able to provide. Prepare with Gorka.com. Let's go to Richard, Westchester, Pennsylvania. Welcome to America First.
Good afternoon. I'm 66 years old, so I don't have any kids, but I went to the Westchester, Pennsylvania school board meeting last night, and they, of course, bust in a lot of lefties, but there were a lot of parents there. Everything was well-behaved. There was no going back and forth. I plan to go every month. But I get an email today from the Westchester Democrat Party saying that it's time to take politics out of education. So they don't like pushback, and they're getting scared. So I say, press them even harder.
Good. So what was the meeting like? How spicy did it get?
Well, it didn't really get spicy. Everybody, you know, in the beginning, the first speaker of the parent group, that did not want critical race theory, they started to jeer him. And half the room turned around and said, shut the hell up. And then damn if they didn't shut the hell up.
Wow.
And actually, the rest of the meeting went very close. But they keep saying, we don't teach critical race theory. We teach equity. You know, the major code
that's,
word.
That's the code word. Equity is the code word. God bless you, Richard. Be there every single time. Let's give Richard a signed copy of the Why We Fight. Lance in Ohio, line one.
How you doing, Dr. G?
Good.
Hey, I, the reason why I'm calling is about the caller you had on a little while ago, and he was saying how he was being discouraged on going to the polls, and we need less people like that. I mean, you know, everybody falls. It's how you get back up. That's what defines you.
Yes.
You need to get out. You need to vote. We need to make this right. Sitting in the house, just feeling bad about yourself ain't going to get it done.
No, and it's exactly what the Democrats want. They want you to be demoralized. They want you to sit at home and think that nothing can be done. It's the Rocky motto. It's the American way. It's how you react to being knocked down, how you get back up, and how you destroy them politically at the next possible chance. It's about you volunteering. It's about you running. It's about you helping somebody fight. And it's about cleaving to the truth every single time until the radicalized Democrat Party is a memory, is a rubble. And we get back to a normalized two-party system, not one party run by flipping maniacs. Thank you, Lance. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay with us. Next, Lord Conrad Black.